the conclusions of the Arab League will be a big influence on the next steps in the international response to the crisis in Syria. Here in Deraa, the town on the border with Jordan that's been a centre of the uprising, the governor repeated President Assad's view that foreign conspirators are inciting and directing violence.
Here in Syria, we are facing all of this because of a big conspiracy, especially from America and Israel, Britain and France, and some Arab countries that don't like Syria's support to the resistance in Lebanon and Palestine.
He denied Deraa was now effectively occupied by the regime's forces, but that's how it looks and feels in parts of the town. The mosque here, the Omari Mosque, was the centre of the early demonstrations, but now it's under full military occupation. You can see there are sandbagged emplacements with soldiers behind, a couple of busloads of soldiers waiting for trouble, and of course, with us, the ever-present intelligence, secret police, the Mukhabarat. But up the street there are people shouting, they want us to go over there to speak to them. They're a couple of hundred yards away. One of them, no more than 18 or so, reached us first. They're slaughtering us every day, he said. This is a street full of martyrs. There are 18 martyrs here. Come and see for yourselves. This is the house of a martyr, he said, and this one. And they gestured at what they said was a sniper position, where a man was stationed on a roof. The regime of Bashar al-Assad says the truth has been distorted by the Western media. But the uprising that started in Deraa continues to spread and is stretching the regime's resources. These are dogs, one of them told us. Wait and see what they're going to do once you leave. Their chant was, "The people want to hang you, Bashar."